Good morning, Patriots. It is now Saturday, and it seems like it was just Saturday. These weeks are absolutely flying by. And sitting here looking at July 10th, and I remember when it was June 10th. Not that that's a big deal, except it just seems like June 10th was just a few days ago. It's sort of somebody's taking that life clock, and they're like, let me just crank this up a little bit. It's crazy how fast time is going. Couple public service announcements before we begin. And this is right off the top of the hour is, this is BDED or BARD style public service announcements. For those of you that are going to be going over and taking Dr. Tenpenny's course today, or who are interested in doing it, that's on the 20 methods of how the bioweapon will kill you. That's my title. It's the mechanisms of injury is actually what it is. 20 mechanisms of injury. But anyway, her course is going to be available at trtenpenny.com. trtenpenny.com is where you can sign up. And then it's a live stream from there. And I just got a note from her a little bit ago. You can register on that course as late as 10:30 Eastern. So that's still, it's 8 o'clock Eastern right now, a little bit after. So you still have 2.5 hours. And then the course begins at 11 a.m. And she adds in here, please remind people to check their spam folder for the link before they look for it, because the problem is apparently the people are getting their course link and it goes to their spam and then they have a meltdown. I've had that happen before. It's like, easy there, partner. Check that spam. And then also they need to have a free version of Zoom on their device to participate. And also make sure that whatever email you sign up with is the email that you're using at the time. I've had that happen many times. People will use one email and then another email is getting used and they're confused. They're like, I didn't get my download link. Well, it's because it's in the email that you forgot you used. It's like, oh, there it is. So that's it for there. That's public service announcement number one. Just if you're going to, it is a great course, by the way. And it is, today is a big day for that. Lots and lots of people have signed up. Great opportunity to learn some of the most important information of our time. So head on over there if you can and take that course. It's fantastic. All right. Number two public service announcement is Mike Lindell, MyPillow, big savings. Mike Lindell, MyPillow, big savings. You have now been mentally programmed. Listen to me carefully. This is the subtleness of subliminal power of radio. You will buy my pillow. You will buy my pillows. You will buy my pillows. Okay, now you got that programming. It's deep in your subconscious. You'll be doing this all day long. If I had a jingle, I want to be my pillow, something like that, you'd be doing that too. You'd be singing it all day long. Well, anyway, BARDS is the promo code, B-A-R-D-S. You can head on over there to mypillow.com, get all sorts of amazing savings on products. B-A-R-D-S. Give me a B. Give me an A. Give me an R. Give me a D. Give me an S. That's right. Go BARDS. Yoo-hoo. They're just like that. I did get you the jingle. You are not going to get that out of your head all day long. I just want you to thank me for that. That's just something you're going to be doing it all day long. You're going to be going, oh, I cannot believe he just did that to me. But the beauty of that is if you use that promo code and the you get on over there to MyPillow and you are going to be able to make all sorts of fantastic savings on some fantastic products with all sorts of great things like my slippers and my sheets and my comforters and my doggy beds. I don't know why that one always cracks me up. My doggy beds always cracks me up. So anyway, get on over there. There's all sorts of great products. And you're going to get over there and use the BARDS code, B-A-R-D-S. Now you're going to hear the cheerleader cheer. You're going to be looking for a high school thing, looking around here going, what just happened? It's like, he just put it in my head. That's funny. This is pretty good. All right, so anyway, get on over there to Bards, MyPillow. Use the Bards promo code, B-A-R-D-S. You can also talk to a live person at 800-975-2939, 800-975-2939. And you can have that great savings to support one of America's great CEOs and great companies of our time, a true patriot, and a person who walks with God and Christ in their heart. So really get on there and give him lots of love. They have donated over $70,000, contributed over $70,000 to Bards Fest now, which is amazing. So just keep it on coming. It's fantastic. All right, patriots. The final public service announcement for this morning is Bards Fest. Bards Fest, 26th to the 29th of August. It's a rockin' celebration. It's about 6 weeks away. It's coming at us like a freight train. If it seems like it's tomorrow, so much to do and so much you want to be part of. So lots of events happening every day. Indoor arena, outdoor arena. Outdoor arena tickets don't go on sale until later this week. It's next week. Indoor arena tickets are on sale. Get on over there. Get your tickets. Everyone's looking for a daily schedule that's coming this weekend. But it's going to be a packed house. So get on over there, do your thing. Every day is going to be a great day. Lots of great speakers, and it's going to be something. So enjoy and take in Bards Fest. Like, it's going to be a festival. It's going to be a celebration of God. It's going to be a revival. It's going to be the biggest. We are really, truly hoping to be the biggest revival in human history. So let's be part of it. Let's bring God to this world and let's shock the cabal right to the roots, split the skies. So there you go. All right, this morning we're going to talk a little bit about Ephesians. I like Ephesians. Ephesians 5, 6 to 21. Let's begin with that right there. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not become partners with them. For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, awake, O sleeper, arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. This passage is always very powerful for me because it's a reminder of where we came from. And it's a reminder of consequences. And sadly, right now, both of those have seemed to have gone out the window. The world that we live in is an odd one in so many ways because it's literally when we hold Christ in our heart and are walking with that, it's as if the world that we're looking at is a different world than anything we've ever seen. I don't know if it's, I think there's a lot of crazy theories, not crazy, but I think there's a lot of potential theories to explain that. We can get into quantum theories, we can get into possession theories, and whether or not they're true or not, it's the bigger issue of what we're seeing right now is a very clear view of how deep the corruption is within the world that we were part of. Walking in this place, in this world, holding God and Christ in our heart, what we are really realizing is that we are not of this world. To me, that is a profound and very powerful place to be in this time, that we are not of this world. And we can see it. We reject it. The tendrils and the gnashing of teeth of trying to destroy anything that is God-related, anything that is birthed by God, anything that is blessed by God, is just off the charts. And we see the most horrendous and heinous things being done. We take the men's gay choir in San Francisco that thought it was a good idea to do a video online to threaten your children, to tell them that they will corrupt your children with values, their values. and they openly embrace the fact that their values are not accepted by majority of Americans because it's their values, but they're going to force it on your children to screw them up, all in the name of tolerance. This is what the left does. What your children are to the gay culture, what your children are to the LGBTQ culture, are meat. It's predatorial. And everything they do is about corrupting the youth so that they can recruit new meat in with their perverted ways. Be clear about that. And sadly, I wish it wasn't so bad, but they have become so bold. That's how they have. That's how they've lived now. And it's, this is this core engine that's part of this LGBT movement. I don't know what it was, but now it is on full swing to try to force its ways upon people. That's that sort of way of living, where you start to force a belief that we all know is unnatural onto people. This is, again, part of this world that we're no longer part of. It's no different than the schools that have now gone forward to say that it is going to be their objective to teach children that being white is racist. The latest is that being white is satanic, truthfully. They're teaching that being white is satanic because you're living on stolen lands. This is an engine that is on full swing right now to try to destroy and damage youth. And these are the powers of deception that are trying to swing us in. The thing that we have to remember is children are innocents. And it is our role to protect innocence. So as a parent, if you are not stepping in and intervening on behalf of your child or on behalf of protecting children, you are now violating your basic tenet with God. As a parent or an adult, if you are not working to protect children, in particular parents, because parents are very, and rightfully so, they're very protective of anybody saying anything about their children unless it becomes a teacher or unless it becomes pharmaceutical company telling them to poison your child with an injection. I've seen reasonable parents lose their stupid mind over injections, meaning that they'll be protective and good parents until the doctor says, we need to give your child 27 injections. Oh, please do, doctor. Please screw up my child. And then they go into full panic. I've seen it happen firsthand. Where it's like, my child's autistic. Well, what exactly did you think was going to happen when you put all those chemicals in your kid's body? What exactly did you think was going to happen? But the doctor said so. The doctor's not God, as we are learning, and I hope everybody's learning. There is no trusting in the mainstream medical institutions, as we should be learning that there is no trusting in any teacher in this nation. Any teacher that works for the public system, in my opinion, cannot be trusted, period. And as we start to see this blanket attack by the LGBT community to try to recruit and damage people, and you have pedophiles hiding under the men's gay choir, which is true. They've already tracked that out. You can go to Gab, look it up. They're already posting their faces and their backgrounds. These are sexual predators that are part of the mainstream, part of the men's gay choir, that are singing about going after your kids. Of course they're going after your kids. It's like literally like a salivating, hungry predator that's looking at fresh meat. You have pedophiles that are hiding in under the guise of being transgender as they go and they put little kids on their lap and sing to them in libraries across the country. You see the connections here? Why is it that these people are being allowed into schools and yet you can't go in and teach God, but you can teach how to diddle a kid? This is the disgusting world in which we live in, and it's up to the parents to take a stand and to not allow it. And if they're not going to change anything, then get your kids out of school, homeschool. And if I hear again one more time, I swear I'm going to just like punch a hole in the wall. I don't have the time. Well, apparently you have the time to screw your kid up. I homeschooled my two adopted boys for 2 years. It's not easy. It is not easy. And it takes a lot of time But it's a choice that you make in life of what is priority. And you just do it because it is that important. And it was that important when in their critical raising and that critical time in their life. So the critical thing here, Patriots, is that we embrace our walk. And I just love these words because it's these words are at the core of this. Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Yes, it is time to awaken. Yes, it is a time to come up from the dead and to realize that you cannot walk with the dead. You cannot walk with those that are on that other side, that other world that we're no longer part of. You cannot have your foot in both. And that is so much about what I have been talking about is the dividing of worlds, the separation of economies, the breakaway world. This is what we are part of. And if we're part of that, you can't put your foot in the other and expect to be okay. Imagine standing on the roof of a car and having two cars next to each other. And as you are standing there, you have one foot on one and one foot on the other, and both cars decide to go different directions. If you're standing on that roof, something's going to give. I got news for you. You're either going to split yourself in two or you're going to fall on the ground. So this is a time when people are still trying to figure out what to do, and I don't understand why that's difficult. Your schools are indoctrination camps for the perversion and the Luciferian orders to get your children screwed up from the beginning. They want your children to be gender flipped. That's a whole process of Luciferian belief. They want your children to be upside down and they're believing that somehow sexuality is a choice. What sex you're given is not one or two, but a list of about 20. They are just as happy to encourage your child to have sex with a donkey as they are to have sex with a robot and to hate their parents or to have sex with someone of the same sex. That is all part of their agenda. And in the meantime, if they can recruit them to come out of the closet, I think is the term they like to use, to free them from the bonds of the old, that they can encourage them to come over so they can rape them and do whatever else they love to do with young children, and they do. They just drool over young children. They will do it to your kids, and that's what you're putting them into now more and more in these public school environments. Public schools, along with their political disorientations, their hatred for anything that God creates, their hatred for race, to try to develop race hate within people, to try to break the back of anything that has any sort of belief in it. That is their objective, and to screw a child up so that they live that way forever. It is our time to awaken and to stand. There's no time to sit on the sideline. And if you have hesitancy in this in any way, as far as I'm concerned, you're a sinner. And not in a small way either. Parents that are hesitant to stand up and protect their child from this or trying to figure out the moral right or wrong of this, stand up and make noise and make it done. If you don't understand that, then maybe put a millstone on as well when they throw the rest of them down in the bottom of the lake. Children are our duty to protect all the way through from the time they are born. And that means we have to have a backbone and a strength and to walk with God to tell the truth and to prevent them from being screwed up by these people that want to get their grubby hands on them. Who else is going to protect them? If parents can't do it, you failed. God gave you a child as a gift to protect. And you have to do it. I'm going to continue with Ephesians 5, starting at 15. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalm and hymn and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God and Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. There is a seems to be this missing link that somehow having reverence for Christ means that you're supposed to turn yourself into a pew marshmallow. Christ flipped tables and took out a whip and drove people from the market. There comes a time when that line of righteous indignation has to be lit, and we are here. And when it comes to the issues of school boards, teachers, and children, it better be on fire right now. You cannot allow this institution, which is nothing more than indoctrination camps for hell, to be getting their tendrils on your children, screwing them up forever. And all they're doing is they're causing them such emotional damage that they literally are reprogramming them. It's a type of MK Ultra programming. It causes fractaling within the brain. They fracture the brain the way the processing works because there's trauma as a child. And then as they are traumatized, they rebuild them into subalterns to force into them acceptance of things that otherwise wouldn't be there. It's nothing different than an abused child syndrome. They are using the methods of a child abuser within school systems to abuse your children. And think about it. When you put a child into these indoctrination camps, whether your child goes to school for 5 hours or for 6 hours, that's 5 or 6 hours a day of having their brain traumatized, of having themselves traumatized, of exposing them to sexual perversion, of exposing them to political perversion, again, exposing them to the hatred of God. What do you think is going to happen? What is the one thing that we've been told that God wants us to do, which is to raise our children with the love and reverence for God himself? That is not an option. It is an absolute expectation. You cannot trust public schools. You cannot, for that matter, you can hardly trust any schools these days. Be careful about any of the schools. They're all on this warpath to destroy kids. So many of them. There's very few schools out here. You're going to have to homeschool. And you're going to have to build the community to homeschool. And you have to give them the education that they need. And I cannot think of anything worse right now than sticking a child into the camp of hell with public school system. I talked to somebody the other day whose child, they're a good conservative family, good Christian conservative family. They both work. They have to put their child in daycare. And it's just stunning what was said to me, is that they have to be careful that they don't wear a Trump shirt in daycare because the kids will not let them play together and the teachers will split them up. This is at a daycare. I'm telling you, I'd take every one of these teachers right now, I'd put them on a boat in the middle of the ocean, I'd sink it. The teacher's cult is at hating, Luciferian worshiping, indoctrination team. Every one of them needs to enjoy that hell on another planet, on another landmass, because it's not here. It drives me crazy. They are absolutely committed destroying youth and the future of this nation in the name of progressivism. You know what the craziest part about this is? This doctrine that they're talking about, which is being pushed by the elites, this is how stupid teachers are, because it happens every single time. This is tyranny. This is actually a hybrid, because this is more like a corporate fascism that's happening here, but it is tyranny. This tyranny, this is what they always do. They use the vanguard of the teachers, and the teachers get pretty wise to what they're doing at some point. They realize all the tools and the techniques. And once they screw the society up, the first group of people that they round up and they execute and they purge from society when these elites get control are the teachers. This is how stupid these people are. They're going to play the little game, and then all of a sudden they're going to start getting rounded up and going, wait, what about me? And I'm going to tell you what, no one is going to care. No one's going to care. Teachers do not realize that they are part of a system that in its near future, if it was to get its hold on total control in the society, the first group of people it will round up and stick in the ovens is going to be the teachers themselves. There is nothing at all trustworthy in the public school system. This, and every one of these pieces, they all connect to one another. That gay choir in San Francisco, which connects to the LGBTQ movement, which connects to its philosophies in the public schools and public school unions, which connects to the textbooks that are being used, which connects to corrupt judges and political policies. They've corrupted this whole line of public service, which ties in with public broadcasting systems, kids programming. Why do you think they're going after the kids? Because they know if they can screw up the kids and shape the kids, they'll end up with a world where literally the majority of them are gender screwed up, and they'll accept this world of absolute Sodom and Gomorrah. The LGBTQ movement hates everything Christian because in everything Christian, they don't exist. They hate the teachings of Scripture because in Scripture, they don't exist. And what they don't realize is they are not natural. How can a society progress and move itself forward when everybody becomes sexually perverted? I'm just curious. But now you have the cover of a magazine. Literally, here it comes. The cover of a midwife magazine. This came out 2 weeks ago. This is the world we live in. I'm just going to paint the picture for you, and it will sum up everything. It is a black man giving birth to a white child as his wife holds him and smiles. Okay, I'm going to say that again. A black male giving birth to a white child as the woman coddles him as he's giving birth. That was on a drawing on the front cover of the Midwife magazine. You have to understand how deep this perversion is. Everything is an inversion for them, and they are on full force push to do it. You have to be fired up. You have to protect the children. There shouldn't be a single family in this nation that loves God and loves this nation and has their kids in public school. And if that's tough to do, figure a way around it. Back to Ephesians, let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Do you think that it is being disobedient to God by allowing your child to be molested mentally and physically by a system, and you're willfully putting that child in their arms? It seems to me the answer would be yes, because who else is to protect the child? You're going to pray that God's going to sweep in and wrap their arms around the child and make it all okay when you were given the responsibility as parents to do that? This is the problem I have, is that we cannot get, there can be no excuses. There can't be a financial, what are you going to say? I mean, literally, I gave you a child to protect and they screwed it up. I know, Lord, but we had to have an extra income, and I had to work my job, and so I know you gave me my child, but I did the best I could. I threw him into daycare, and yeah, I knew they were a problem, but I did the best I could. You think that's going to fly? You think that's really going to fly? We love to blame others. We love to say, it's the school's fault. No, it's the parents' fault. It's the parents' fault because you've allowed your child to go into that zone. I know the discussion that was had when I took 2 years to homeschool two boys that were adopted. I know that discussion. It was not easy, financially not easy. And the demands were high. You make those decisions. For 2 years, I worked as a night janitor. I taught martial arts in part of the day, and I homeschooled, and I just incorporated everything around that life. That's what you do. And it was done because at a critical moment in their education, the school system was so atrocious. We had to get them through that 2 year point, and we did. And then we were able to get them into advanced studies programs to get them out of that muckery of the mainstream public school insanity. It is not an option. And so, you know, I've said this many times. There's a lot of things I talk about, but I truly believe when I'm going to get on the pulpit and start pounding on something, pretty much figure I've probably had experience doing it. Doesn't make me perfect, doesn't make me better than anybody else. It's the point that you just do what you have to do. You don't allow excuses to get in your way, and you work together to make it happen. I'm not saying it's easy, okay? And this is where the next level of this is. As communities, we better start standing up. Because on the same token, you can't expect a single mom that doesn't have any family nearby or a single dad that doesn't have any family nearby to be able to do all of this on their own without some support. So especially now when portions of families have decided to kill themselves with this injection, communities have to step up and start helping one another. We need to be creating these pods. I'm not naive about the challenges that we face, but when you talk about pods, it's like you've got to be able to come together where there's multiple parents working together that can create their own little education pod. And it's important. This is all about what has to happen. Dr. Pam Popper, by the way, is coming to Bard's Fest. She's one of the leading advocates of homeschooling. And there's a couple others who are going to be doing the same that are coming to speak about this. It is so important as a topic. We have to come together and get the resources for parents to be able to do this and to break free. And once they break free, you start to realize how much they've tried to screw up your child, and they have tried. Someone said to me the other day, it was a particular couple, and they're like, well, you know, they're not political. They don't get involved in any of this. And I was like, well, somebody who that is irrelevant. But it's the point that I'm making is it does matter to be involved. And you better understand that right now all things are political because they are supercharged on a political agenda, which is becoming a cultural agenda, which is becoming a religious and faith agenda, which has one singular objective. Destroy what God has created. This land was blessed by God, and they are doing everything they can to turn this into a dark hellhole for the Luciferian order. And they've been working at it. Trust me, they're organized and on a march right now. They are lockstep, goose-stepping their way right down to that place where every single child by the end of the time they get done will be gender-flipped, mentally screwed up, and obedient to a state and hating their parents and hating God. That is where they're headed. And there's only one way to stop that. And that's for parents to get involved and for communities to start coming together of like mind and saying enough is enough. To start reaching out to parents who feel that they are caught in this and they can't get their child out. Help them. That's what we do with our love of Christ. We help one another. We love our neighbor as we would want to be loved. We help those in need, and as we come together with resources and our ability, we start to pull together as communities and say, okay, enough is enough. We're not going to put up with public schools. There should be right now an audit of every single school in this nation that if the teachers did not teach during COVID, they should not have taxes paid into the system. The next is, if a teacher is teaching anything perverted or anti-American, they don't get taxes paid into the system. We have to break the back of these cabals. And these are organizations that they have set up, and we willfully accepted them. Remember, there's a simple rule in life. Nothing comes for free, and yet people will justify and say, well, my tax dollars pay for public schools, but it's public education. It's free education. It's coming at a cost, folks. The cost is the future of this nation and the attack that they're waging on our children. This is something that people need to get up and start screaming about from the top of rooftops. You know, I've said this so many times, and I'm going to say it again. I respect all the work that's being done to overturn the election, to get the election verification in, on and on. None of this will make any difference. Let me add to that as well, the injection war, the war to fight the injection. That's a huge war because there's going to be a lot of people dying from that. But let me be clear about all those things. None of those things make any difference in the end unless we reset this nation on the foundation of "In God We Trust" in the true meaning of that. Putting God before all things and the morals, values, ethics that go along with that. That means that we don't tolerate the perversion of children. That means that those that try to pervert children get a millstone, period. That entire gay choir in San Francisco, every damn one of them should be put on public trial, and they should be, if they have anything to do with diddling kids or causing damage sexually to children, they all need to get the death penalty, every one of them. There is no correcting a sexual predator. There is no correcting a sexual predator. And there they are singing about how they're going to screw up your kids and thinking it's dark humor. It's not dark humor. It's a threat to your child and your child's future. They are serious about it. They can be the little snark, and they can be their little soy boy nonsense. At the end of the day, they are dead serious about what they want to achieve. They are devious. They are dark. They are underhanded. They will work in the stealth, and they will screw up your child to benefit them so they have more meat to harvest. That's who these people are. And when they show their true face and they get caught by it, they go, oh, no, excuse me, we're just kidding. That was those extreme righties out there that are doing their things. No, we're not extreme right. We carry God and Christ in our heart, and we know what's right and wrong. And one thing we know that is wrong is you don't screw with children, period, end of story. And parents, you are the front line of this fight. Do not touch the children. And right now, these people are on that war path to try to screw up as many children as they can, from the injection to the indoctrination camps that they call public schools, to the fermenting of hate and violence between kids, that if a child does not conform, then they use children against children to teach them how to have hate early on. Teachers participate in this group psychology, which is insane. Get your kids out of public schools. If you're caught in a way that it's difficult for you to do it or impossible because you're a single parent, have one job, it's just too much, I understand. Start working with other parents. Reach out to resources. Look up Dr. Pam Popper. See what she's doing. Find everything you can to start networking. Come to Bard's Fest. Listen to Bard's Fest online. We are going to be providing support and resources for this. It's one of the most critical fights out there. It has to be like this. So, Patriots, it's an intense conversation on a Saturday morning, but it's got to be said, and something's got to be done about it. Our children are our future. Parents are the protectors. And it's one of these very important points that it has to be thrown down hard, and it has to be shown where that line of defense is. It's not the public school's problem. It's the parenting here. You can't fix some things that are broken. They have their own police. They even use the police force to try to arrest people for protesting the public school boards. Don't waste your time with these people. They know exactly what they're doing. They could care less what you say in these school board meetings. watch them. They're half the time they're putting their head down, scribbling on something, because they just want you to speak your voice so they can have you go away, so they can go back to doing what they love to do, screwing up your kids and making sure that they become new meat for the predators of the world. That is their objective. That is their goal. And the problem is with this, that when even a good teacher that gets in the system usually becomes corrupted, and always comes down to the same thing. My retirement. A publicly funded retirement system like Oregon, 8% return on their money, by the way. 8% every year, guaranteed by taxpayer dollars. It's time to stand up for the children. Who else is going to do it? Who else is going to put a front line and say, absolutely no more, that's it, end of story? When is that going to happen? And when are parents going to get that strong and bold about it? Because if you can't stand up for your child and protect your child truly, I'm really not sure what your role is as a parent. I know the people I know, and I know what their red line is, and they're at it right now, and they've made it very clear. Somebody comes near their kids, there's a consequence that is terminal. Don't touch the children. They're God's gifts. And just a warning to the left, you think it's funny to play games? You think it's funny to taunt people with their children? You're pushing a red line that you will not ever come back from. There is no way that the person who loves his child will ever let you near them, period. At any cost. We as a society, we as a movement in this country, have a responsibility to work together to protect the children from these predators. And there's a lot of them. A lot of these predators out here. And until that's reined in, this is part of the war. Accept it. Get kitted up and start going to war for your child. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for the gift of children. May you give us the strength, the courage, the will to flip tables and to clear the market with a whip. There is nothing worse than the predatorial sense of these people going after children, the indoctrination camps that they create, the stupidity that they endorse. Lord, we ask for the strength and forgiveness for the parents that have turned their back on this, and to give them strength to start doing their job as parents to protect their child as the front line. The many parents that are doing this, bless them. But those that are thinking that they can just kind of let this slide, or they're too busy, remind them, Lord, of the strength of their role, the importance of their role, and the necessity to start taking a stand to defend the gift which you gave them. Children, let us as a society be forgiven for what we've allowed to happen. Let us as a society awaken to the role that we must now walk, to hold accountable those that seek to be predators to the children and gifts that you give to this world. Let us stand boldly as one. Let us flip the tables as necessary. Let us stand with righteous indignation on this incredibly horrible crime. Bless us as this walk. Give us strength and clarity as we walk forward. And let us protect the children at all costs. We say these things in Christ Jesus' holy name. Amen. So now, Patriots, you can go dig in the garden for a while. As you go out there and beat the heck out of the earth and go, I'm angry. You should be angry. This is one of these moments we all need to be angry. These things aren't jokes. As much as the two-faced people of the left would like to tell you, they're all about testing the lines to see how far they can get away with it. That's what slimy people do. That's what disgusts me. There's no nobility. There's no respect. There's no anything. Anything is on the table as long as they can find a way through to screw up everything for their benefit and their ways. Their concept of tolerance is making sure that if it isn't their way, then it's not tolerant at all. In other words, their cult must be accepted 100% or you're considered intolerant. Their cult of sexual perversion must become the standard. It's not my problem. They're screwed up. They can find a little Jesus and heal themselves, maybe. So, let's keep our prayers up for the children. Let's work with others to empower and take a strong stand. We need to come together as communities and start really being wise to what's going on in our school systems. This is how the system is going after the children, and we have a responsibility to protect them. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil, never relent. Always press into this fight. This is a vicious fight. And every time you think you're going to get comfortable, they're going to find another nasty way of coming at you. And it's always at the kids, always at the children, always. We have to protect them at all costs. Prayers are our strength. Prayers are our connection with God. God is with us. He'll never forsake us, but it doesn't mean we don't have a lot of work to do. And in the end, God will win. Let's do the work to make sure we're there with him. Have a blessed Saturday, Patriots. Spend some time in the garden. Spend some time outside in the air. Spend some time with your children if you have them. If their children are in public schools, take some time, serious time, starting today, now, not tomorrow, today, now, to start mapping out a plan to get them free from this insanity they're part of. And don't waste time on it. It's going to take some planning and some coordination, but when you do it, you will find the greatest reward in your life, as difficult as it may be. The one thing you will know is your child will be safe from the predators of public school and the predators of the left. Have a blessed day. I'll see you this evening for Fishers of Men. Until then, or until the next time, God bless, and out for now.
And embers fly wherever we were going. Fire and ice, we built our lives on survival. Guiding past the fault lines, we're running your head. What the night